You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Question of the day, when did you somehow escape disaster? Because that's what we've been looking at with your Houston Astros currently sitting at a game and a half up on the Seattle Mariners, despite what has felt like two of the absolute most terrible series that one could ask for. And that's without thinking beyond those series. I'm just thinking of the weekend and this weekday series
and
that
yet
we've come off of. And yet, still ahead, escaping danger by the skin of their teeth, which all with all due thanks to the Mets doing a little bit of work to help. And who else was in here beating up on the Mariners?
Phillies?
Yeah, the Phillies as well, doing their part. Appreciate those two NL East teams handling up. But let's have fun with it. When have you narrowly escaped danger in the ways that the Astros have?
713-572-4610 or YouTube, Twitch, whatever. And this can be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm still alive. One of those things.
Oh, danger exists in a lot of forms. You mentioned something in the crosstalk that actually gave me my answer.
I'll tell that story in a second. Or just that would have been disastrous. How about show? Like, how about show?
Getting out of a hurricane?
Yeah, he was in a hurricane at Turks and Caicos. They said, yeah, your flight on Monday, it ain't going to happen till Friday. And then yet somehow, some way, he escaped disaster. Didn't have to pay $1,000 a night for a room.
I would have to fight somebody. See, there's some cause for things that you go, okay, I understand. Like, it's high, but I get it.
Yeah.
There ain't a room in the world that I would agree that $1,000 is worth.
There's
got
to be a Super Bowl
on one night.
There's got to be a Super Bowl involved.
Like, you going to say that in front of my wife?
Right. What all is in this room?
I like that line.
Yeah. What's wrong with you, bro?
What all is in this room
to
that
disrespect
you want
me?
A whole $1,000.
I'm going to steal that line. That's a great line.
I damn near said that one time when I had to get my AC fixed in my car. Yeah. I took it to a place and they came back to about $2,000. I'm like, you just gonna try to play me in front of my wife? Like, you know, I'm not about to get this done.
Well, nobody's gonna pay $2,000.
Yeah.
So two came to mind. One, again, you know, if not by the grace of God, and then one was like, whew, the one, I was in high school. I've told the story, but for those who haven't heard it, I was in a car with some buddies. We were driving down the road. That somehow we had accumulated, four dozen eggs.
Somehow.
A buddy of mine owned a creamery, and we went into the creamery and raided the refrigerator. Anyway, and the guy in the front seat just started throwing eggs, you know, kind of at random things on the side of the road or whatever. Threw one at a car. Problem was, the car was going in the same direction as we were.
Sure.
And that car happened to have some bad dudes in it that kind of swerved to try to hit us. We took off. Next thing I hear is gunshots.
That's right.
clinging the concrete. I don't know if it hit the car or not, but I mean, I was on the floorboard by then. We ended up spending the night in an alley behind a movie theater to make sure that they were long gone.
Oh, y'all spent the night there?
We slept till daybreak.
They're like, oh, you know what? That's actually a smart play because there's no, all right, now the coast is clear, so let's go home.
And then you see them.
And then all of a sudden, not only do you see them, now they are following you back to your house. Yes. You are taking them back to the place where you lay your head.
We hauled ass, as they said, and got into an alley behind a movie theater and spent the night there.
I'm glad you didn't end up like Ricky. I'm glad that that's not how that went.
The other one was I was in Havana, Cuba in 1991 covering the Pan American Games. And back then, you know, all the American journalists, there were only like six or eight of us that ended up covering that. And I was one of them. We had like a government official, they call them ojos malos, the bad eyes, following us everywhere we went because it was obviously bad relations in 1991.
That's still, right.
You know, et cetera. And I ended up going to an old bar that was in an old casino at the top of the Havana Libre Hotel. Time got away from me, overslept. I nearly missed literally the only flight out of Havana, Cuba, because it had to be charters.
Yeah.
You couldn't, you know, U.S. Airlines weren't flying in back and forth into Cuba. I ended up, like, I had to go up the stairs as they were closing the door for literally the only flight out of Cuba when I was coming home.
You would have been speaking a lot more Spanish if you'd missed that one. You'd been, hey, no, my friend, we're here. Mm-hmm. I'm one of you.
Yeah.
Some other ones that have come in. There's a number of things. Apparently y'all been getting shot at. Like, I didn't realize that getting shot at was so frequent in a lot of y'all's cases.
I got shot at a couple times.
I've been around shots. I've never been shot at. I think that I've been living life okay to some degree. Eugene on the YouTube said got sprayed, shot up in his car, only got hit once. I feel like God bless you, man. Yeah, you're in a place where you like only got hit once, you're here to tell it. All right, I think that is fantastic. Mm-hmm. From the 936, escape disaster in a motorcycle wreck. Brakes locked up out of nowhere going 70. Only ended up with road rash. Not even wearing a helmet.
Mm-hmm. Brother,
well, I bet you wear a helmet now.
God bless you, man. Yes. Even be able to text in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So there's a lot of those. Lopez.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
As you were talking in the crosstalk, like, it doesn't even have to be like life or death. And then you said something that brought something to mind. And there are two occasions in my young adult life where recently, or not recently, but, you know, you have talking to some people, talking to a woman, and you're like, okay, there's opportunities here. And then ultimately did not pursue those opportunities.
Okay.
And within 9 months, I picked that that number very particularly. Both of them.
Oh, wow.
Pregnant as hell.
Wow.
Pregnant as hell.
Reggie's the father.
Very pregnant.
You'd have been on Maury. Reggie would have been running around.
Aggressively with his pregnant. Hands. I'm talking about.
boo yourself. They're going to be booing them when you walk out.
I'm talking about like the big belly pregnancy. Like they didn't have the small belly pregnancies. Yeah. I'm talking about, are you carrying twins type pregnancy?
Yeah.
On both occasions. So yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
I dodged the bullet like that too. No pun intended.
Yeah.
Somebody tried to hit me with the, hey, you, I'm pregnant by you. And I'm like, wait a minute. And we kind of had a stare off and come to find out she was lying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was lying. She tried to get me. Yeah, she tried to get me to the point. It was kind of embarrassing, too, because her mama found out.
Yeah.
So her mama invited me over.
Oh.
So she was sitting there yelling at the girl for lying. And she,
that's the worst lie you can tell.
Yes, man. That could have ruined everybody's life. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the one I could think of was I almost got. When I was younger, when I was up and coming rapper, thought I was about to get signed by Young Money, Money Cash.
Wow, you'd have been out there with Nicki Minaj, you know. Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's what they were saying, man. They called me talking about some. We heard your music on MySpace, and we about to go on the tour. So all you gotta do is pay this $500.
Oh no,
and then we could get going. Night. That's for the hotel, food, everything paid for. So I'm thinking like, Mama, I made it. I'm like, yes, please. So the thing is, I didn't have the $500. I was a little short. So I was scrambling around trying to get that money. And then my sister was like, wait, hold on. Let me talk to him. And then they start stuttering a little bit. Yeah. And then she was like, nah, this ain't real. The number seemed kind of phony, too. The number traced back to, like, North Carolina.
Oh, no. Lord.
Yeah. I was like, are you sure you dodged the bill? Did we miss the opportunity for you?
And then the guy kept saying, you got to have it by 3 o'clock.
No.
And then it was way past 3 o'clock, and he was still calling like, hey, you got it? And I was just like, nah, man, I'm good.
Yeah.
I almost got, man.
Wow.
Oh, man. Someone said they fell off of their four-story balcony and passed out before they hit the ground. They could still walk. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
You know, something to be said for that. Your body just kind of goes limp if you pass out.
I imagine.
Yeah, and you're not really bracing and breaking and putting your arms down. And
I gotta admit, I think I'd prefer that. Like, I don't want to be awake for the hit.
Mm-hmm.
I really and truly don't.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of these that keep coming in. Keep those coming in as we get through our question of the day. Someone said, avoided getting hit by an electrical panel due to a safety meeting that they attended the day before. There you go.
There's some good political one. There's stuff coming in. Like, whatever side. Choose your side that you like. But one said, I found out that she was the other side. I'm like, whoo.
Or had some beliefs that you were like, oh.
Yeah.
Those did not come up in our first few conversations or on the first couple of dates.
Yeah
fair enough.
You know the world's flat, don't you? What?
You've had those moments with people. Maybe not necessarily someone you're dating, but you're just like, oh, I thought you were cool. Wow. It's incredible how one statement can really change your entire dynamic on someone sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, you almost got. That's right. That's basically the subheader of this section.
Mm-hmm.
It's all. Someone mentioned Matt Schaub, like the Liz Frank injury. Do you feel like that was in a narrow avoidance of danger, or do you feel like that doesn't fit here?
That Liz Frank, they were rolling. We've talked about it.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if that fits in. Now, of course, I guess him eventually being able to return, but I don't think he ever became the same version of Matt Schaub after that.
Exactly. I agree. Just real quick, have you ever like been late for this? Happened to me really recently, about 6 months ago.
Well, I've been late for a lot of things.
I left the house late, and like at the corner where it's around the corner. There's a train track. Like a train that came and the things didn't fall.
Oh, really?
I mean, I was like, whoo, baby.
Damn. That's my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Every time I cross a railroad,
yeah,
I'll be like, man, let me make sure ain't nothing coming.
Getting across there quick?
Yeah.
Three minutes earlier, I would have been crossing it.
Sometimes I do like the school buses, how they kind of stop and just look first and then go across.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Nah, you gotta be careful out here, man. Keep your head on a swivel. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get back to football. As we go around the NFL, and we got more information on the Jimmy Ward situation that I imagine does not make anybody feel any better about it. Let's talk about that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.